Maseches Edios, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, 1:1. The first chapter of Maseches Edios deals primarily with machloksin between Hillel and Shammai, not Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, but Hillel and Shammai themselves. And in the first three Mishnahs, we're going to talk about scenarios in which both Hillel and Shammai disagree, but the Chachamim, the rabbis, ruled like neither of them. Okay? So the first Mishnah here has to do with Tuma and Tahara. And it revolves on a woman becoming a Nida. So just a quick reminder, I'm sure you're pretty familiar. A woman, if the place where the baby grows, called uterus in English, or the rechem in Hebrew, so if there's no baby there, then the lining can come out and as like blood. So when the blood leaves the rechem and enters into the prusdor, the outer quarter from leading out of her body, so when the blood gets there, leaving the rechem, she becomes tamea. It's called, she becomes a nida, assuming it's a normal part of a cycle. If it's in the middle of a cycle, she becomes a zava. In either case, amongst other things, a woman who has blood leave that rechem and enter into the prusdor becomes tamea. And the concern our Mishnah has is, what happens if a woman had been dealing with taharos, you know, like truma or kudshim, and she discovers, let's say on her lunch break, that, wow, there's blood there, she's tamea. The question is, how do we know when that blood first arrived? Maybe the blood came a long time ago, and it was just sort of somewhere there in the prusdor, not coming out. So, me'ikara din, there's a rule when we have an uncertain situation. So the first place you go is what's called chazaka, status quo. And the halachic status quo is what's called the chazaka de me'ikara, the previous status situation, which was that she was tahora. So we should assume that she's tahora, me'ikara din, until we see the blood. But we'll see that's not so simple. So it says the Mishnah inside, Shammai Omer, Kol Hanashim Dayan Shatan, which means, according to Shammai himself, like we said, until a woman sees the blood, she can assume that she was Tahora. So if a woman sees the blood on her lunch break, she can assume the Tahora she was dealing with 5 minutes ago are all Tahor. Dayan Shatan means that it's only from the time, it's sufficient to assume she's Tamea from the time she sees blood and not to have any fear about what happened prior to that. Doesn't translate literally well. Hillel, the Hillel Omer, mipekid lepekida. Hillel says, no, we're going to make a gezeira. He agrees me'ikra din, it's true that she has sheva chazaka de meikara and be tahora, and we should assume she's tahora until the time she sees the blood, but we're concerned about having extra stringency when it comes to trumos and kudshim. And therefore, we're going to say that we're going to push it back as far as we are uncertain. So if the last time she checked herself to see if there was blood there was 5 days ago, then we'll assume that maybe this blood had been there for 5 days and she's been tamea for 5 days, and all of the taros that she touched for the past 5 days will all be treated to be tamea. Says Hillel, afilu lo yam harbe, doesn't matter if it means a lot of days. V'chacham omrim, the chachamim, they disagree. Lo kedivrei zeh v'lo kedivrei zeh. They hold neither of Shammai nor of Hillel. They say Hillel essentially is way too strict, but Shammai is way too lenient. Ela me'eis la'eis me'me'etes al yad me'pkida l'fkida, u'me'pkida l'fkida me'me'etes al yadei me'eis la'eis. Again, it doesn't translate easily, but the principle is very straightforward. They say there's two possible, they agree that there should be some stringency here, with the treating of kachim potentially exposed to tuma, but we're going to have the lesser of either A, the amount of time since we last confirmed she was Torah, meaning a pakida, she checked herself, or me'es la'es. Even if she didn't check herself, the maximum we're going to go back is 24 hours. So the chachamim essentially say that a woman who's dealing with taharo, she's touching things that have to say tahor, so she should check herself twice a day, morning and night, and if she didn't, then there's sort of like a penalty, we knock it back up to 24 hours, but not further than that. Okay? So that's with the halacha. But, says the Mishnah, kol isha sheyesh la veses, then daishata. The halacha, the chacham agree that if a woman has a predictable cycle where she knows, like every 30th day of the month, once again, she has a period and she sees blood, so then if she examines herself and sees the blood exactly when she's expecting to see it, so then, yes, daishata, we'll assume it only came right then and there and not earlier than that. If she sees outside of her expected cycle, then we're back to the rules of 24 hours back or pita l'fkita from the last time she checked. Finally, says the Mishnah, "Hamishameshes be'idim harezev kifkida." If a woman checked herself after she slept with her husband, then we can allow that checking to count. And mema'etas al yad me'es la'es v'al yad mefkida l'fkida. It counts. So it says mishameshes be'idim, which is a plural, because she's supposed to check before and afterwards, but if we're not, the checking before doesn't really count for anything because we assume that she was maybe not doing a good job, she was distracted, but the checking afterwards does count. You might have thought not, for whatever reason. Maybe the blood would be concealed by some other, you know, fluid, but the answer is no. If she checks herself, that bedika is counted, and that'll be like the hard stop in terms of the bekita l'fakita, the last time she checked to confirm that she was tahora.